Tonight we welcome a very entertaining songwriter. I know you'll enjoy him. Sometimes it's a little bit comedy along with the singing. And his name is Dan Margarita, and he has a bunch of CDs on the table over there. If you like his music, you can pick up a CD. Please give a big welcome to Dan Margarita.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ellen. I want to thank Ellen also for accommodating me, pushing me back a little bit. I was waiting for my brother John to show up. My brother has never actually seen me perform. And John actually, sorry. You know what? It was way kind of down. Sorry about that. How's that? There we go. My brother John, by the way, has just got back from Iraq, so... He's not actually in the military. He just has the worst travel agent, but anyway. All right, well, anyway, I apologize. My voice is a little bit shaky tonight, too, so if during some of these songs I sound a little bit like Harvey Fierstein singing, I apologize. Thanksgiving, as we know, is upon us, and I would like to do this first song. I think it's very appropriate. You know, Thanksgiving, you get all your family, your relatives together in one place, a lot of people you haven't seen in quite a while, and you only see them maybe once a year. So I think it's appropriate to play this song right now. It's called You're a Jerk. Your funeral could be held in a phone booth. If you were near a cliff, you would get shoved. Even Quakers wanna kick the crap out of you. The point is that you're really so unloved. Puppies run in fear when they get near you. And kittens try to claw out both your eyes. You're probably the most repulsive creature on this earth. The fact you have no friends is no surprise. What made you such a miserable person? Why do you always have to be so mean? Did someone really hurt you badly somehow? Or do you simply have a rotten gene? You're a jerk, and no one really likes you. You're a jerk. I hope that lightning strikes you. You're a jerk. Your parents will not phone you. In fact, they both disown you, 'cause everybody knows that you're a jerk. It seems you're always fighting with your neighbor, or giving waitresses a real hard time. You seem to go out of your way to find someone to fight. I have to wonder if you've lost your mind. I bet that if I took a poll, they'd all agree you're an asshole. It must take quite a bit of work for you to act like such a jerk. How can you live your life like this? Have you ever had an unpaid kiss? Could you ever take a pleasant tone? If you don't change, you're probably gonna die alone. Complaint departments learn to screen your phone calls. On Halloween, the kids avoid your house. Your reputation goes beyond the borders of your town. Even lice would think that you're alive. Just can't seem to mind your own business. You're always telling others how to live. That's fine coming from someone who's done the things you have that even Jesus probably won't forgive. You're a jerk. You're just a bad statistic. You're a jerk. And you're nothing but sadistic. You're a jerk. Frankenstein and more friends, with you nobody pretends, and every sentence ends with you're a jerk. You're a jerk. You might as well admit it, you're a jerk. So why don't you just quit it, you're a jerk. No one will ever date you, your neighbors all berate you, and everybody hates you, you're a jerk. Good for the family, good for the kids.
All right, Dan, who inspired that song?
actually, that was inspired by some guy who was behind in line at Dunkin' Donuts one day. He was just, like, abusing the help. And, look, this kid's making $5.23 an hour. Why are you giving him a hard time? So, so it's not actually about my family members. So, but you know, I think we all agree pretty much that there's not nearly enough songs out there about cannibalism. So, it is Thanksgiving, so I thought I'd play this song. It's called "Eat the Rich." You'll see where I'm going with this. Okay, stick with me. Bear with me. It's based on the whole Wall Street greed kind of thing. It's called "Eat the Rich." Americans are getting fatter every single day. It's a fact that our waistlines do increase. Millions starve around the world, there's no getting around it. While Americans get morbidly obese, I read the morning paper, unemployment's on the rise. But CEOs are rolling in the loop, make tens of million dollars while laying off the staff, then get fired with a golden parachute. I've got a solution for those folks who lost their job, but implementing it might be a bitch. They can save a lot of money on their food bills if they want. All they have to do is eat the rich. Eat the rich. Get some protein in your diet. Eat the rich. If you're starving, you might try it. Eat the rich. They'll come if you just whistle. Eat the rich. Just work around the gristle. Eat the rich. The rich can buy arugula and other healthy foods, then go to gyms to help keep off that gut. The poor don't have a fitness trainer, only comfort foods, then watch TV and wonder why they have big butts. Making money's fine with me, I hope we all do well. It's the ostentatious wealth I hate to see, or multimillionaires who get a bonus check at work, and that bonus check is paid by you and me. $20 million salary you make each year, just now that you'd be set by life to keep your mansion in good shape and then support your kids and of course your mistress and your wife. The guy who cleans your office barely makes a living wage, like the guy who works down on the loading dock. Not in a union, they're the first ones who'll get laid off, 'cause cutbacks raise the value of the stock. Eat the rich. When times are getting lean, eat the rich. When their wealth gets too obscene, eat the rich. It might sound pretty mean, eat the rich. Turn them into Soylent Green, eat the rich. Mad guitar solo here right now, Baylor. Could play both at the same time. Is it too much to ask to have some fairness in the world? Have a just, compassionate society? And just so I don't come off as some sort of hypocrite, if I should strike it rich, eat me. Now at the end of the song, the studio version, the studio being my Mac garage laptop playing your garage band, whatever. At the end of the song, there'd be the sound of bacon frying, but so you have to just use your imagination. Thank you. This next song is my latest song. It's brand new. Now, my last name, Marguerite, it's a family name. Yes, it's actually Italian, not Spanish, and I've been having to put up with that Jimmy Buffett song for like 30 years now, so, and it's been a pain, you know, hey Dan, wasted away again in Margarita. It's funny every time. So, mind you, this is sort of my revenge, on Jimmy Buffett. It's, Wilco, the band Wilco has a song out called Wilco the Song, so I decided I'd write a song called Dan Margarita the Song. Now, right there in the studio version, there'd be a bass. So you have to picture that. Then there's like a wah-wah electric guitar distortion.
wah 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 wah.
Hey, you get the idea. For 30 years I've had to live with that Jimmy Buffett song. Of course I'm talking about Margaritaville. I know he's gotta make a living, so please don't get me wrong. But there's a reason that he's a man I'd like to kill. I never liked his music much, then again, to each his own. If he just wrote cheeseburger songs, I wouldn't care. He went and wrote Margaritaville. Now the song is his best known, 'cause it contains my name, it's all I ever hear. The song has only ever been a burden to me. I never got a single cent of royalty. I'm pretty sure that's true of my whole family. And why is this my revenge on that damn SOB? Now I've got a song he could never copyright. If he sues me, we'll have a massive legal fight. I wanted to get revenge for oh so long, so I wrote this and call it Dan Margarita the Song.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's the electric guitar again. I know my name's not Spanish, although that's how it's spelled. But phone calls sometimes start with por favor. Sales calls in any language I hate, and so I've yelled. No mucho hablo español, señor. 3 years of high school Spanish finally paying off, actually. And here's the newest verse. I can't believe I didn't think of this one. I originally wrote the song. Sorry about that. He's got a chain of restaurants. You can guess what their name is. Here's a hint, it's the same last name as me. And though it shares my last name, the profits are all his. At least let me walk in and eat for free. It's hard to find a word that rhymes with margarita. You can ask my father Bob or uncles Tilo and Peter. I know asking for Jimmy Buffett's demise is wrong. I'm just claiming my turf with Dan Margarita the Song. Hope you know I'm speaking hyperbolically. Don't kill Jimmy Buffett, then go blame it on me. I'm not Charlie Manson and don't wanna be. And I don't need that kind of bad publicity. I'm just looking for some love and some attention. To get my name stuck in your head, I'll repeatedly mention Dan Margarita. Dan Margarita. Everyone. Dan Margarita. I've only said it 20 times. You know it by now. Dan Margarita. I could milk this for another hour. Margarita. Okay, it's the cheesiest thing I've ever done in show business. Thank you. But you've been great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, Paul suggested I say another round for what's his name. But what's his name is Dan Margarita. And here's his CD. And there are some on the table. Lots of CDs on the table that you're welcome to check out. Right now is feature time. And we have two featured artists, John Boehmer and Peter Neuendorfer. And John is going to go on first. He's a